You live in the best country in the world, has the most opportunity. You can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it and you get out in front of like television or whatever's taking up all your time and focus on what you want to do, then you can do it, right?
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
Quentin D'Souza is a multiple award-winning real estate investor and a trusted authority on real estate investing. Quentin is a proud member of the Entrepreneurs Organization. His company, Apple Ridge Homes, uses the buy, fix, refinance, and rent strategy on long-term rental properties in Ontario, Canada, as well as with joint venture partnerships to create win-win relationships on apartment building purchases. Quentin owns a real estate portfolio of over $80 million assets under management across Canada by the end of the year and the US, and has transacted on 80-plus properties since 2004. In this brand new interview, Quentin will share the must-have mindset of the wealthy.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the CPI Podcast, which is a real estate show designed to help top-producing agents leverage and scale your business, allowing you to earn more money in less time for seasoned agents, to help you get to the next level of stable income, and for new agents to help you find the right way to freedom and money so that each of you can reach your potential as a person and as a real estate agent, which means you'll have certainty in your future. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show. Welcome, CPI agents. My name is Dan Roshan, and I'm the host of the CPI Consistent Predictable Income Community Podcast. Today, I am really honored to be joined with Quentin D'Souza, who's from Ontario, right outside of Toronto. And Quentin and I are going to be talking about the must-have for a healthy mindset and a wealthy mindset. And so he's got a lot of great knowledge and he's a member of the Entrepreneurs Organization, EO. So that's a love to learn more about that. I've been to a couple of their meetings myself. I'm not a member, perhaps someday, and a proud member a certified teacher who holds university degrees from about 18 universities. So a really well-rounded, educated gentleman. Welcome, Quentin.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I was, my background was in education, and I left that in 2014, and I focused on my real estate investment business full time at that point, and I haven't looked back since. It's been great.
So I know that you own a rather large real estate portfolio of excess of $80 million under asset management across Canada. Is that? All right. And tell us what type of properties are those? Can you tell us a little about that?
Sure. So it's about 400 units. They're across single family homes to multifamily, like apartment buildings, 40 unit buildings. I really started to build the portfolio in 2008. So I started to buy three or four properties a year. And then by 2013, I had enough cash flow from my portfolio to quit my job. And then really, so I was focusing on 1 to 4 unit properties at that time. In 2014, I flipped about a dozen houses. And then 2015, I started to move into, I found that the flipping houses was more job-like than my job was before. So it was really something I didn't want to continue to do every month. So I focused on multifamily apartment buildings in 2015 and acquired, 15 buildings since then. And then I had about, I would say probably at that you know, I've grown my portfolio. It's changed. I'm moving away from the 1 to 4 unit properties, selling them, and then using those funds to get into larger buildings and just building my portfolio that way, as well as I work with partners on the ground and, you know, money partners in order to help to fund the apartment building purchases.
So today, thank you for sharing that, Quentin. So today, is it primarily multifamily?
Yeah, I find that works the best for what I want to do. And what I was finding trouble with is in the 1 to 4 unit properties, the refinancing, because it's always capped out based on comparables. Which is fine. It's great. I mean, everything's been going well, but the challenge is that each property, when you look at it, you go to refinance it. If you don't have the income that's coming from the property, they're only going to give you so much, right? Okay. Whereas with the apartment buildings, it's really based on net operating income, and you can continue to refinance and roll them. You know, in the US, you have like the 1031 exchange, where in Canada, you don't. And so it's better for us to be in those apartment buildings and then be able to continue to refinance them, because it gives us access to capital again, which we can invest in different projects, as opposed to the single or the 1 to 4 unit properties, where you get equity that gets trapped. And, the only way you can really reaccess that equity is selling the asset, paying the capital gain, and then, you know, putting it into something else. So it's a little different, but it's worked well for me. I've been really happy with what I've been doing, and it didn't allow me to, you know, quit a whole bunch of different jobs that I was doing over over the last, you know, 13 years, right? So it's been
so what
been
I hear cool. is the key to wealth is just be a quitter.
Yeah, you know, funny
when,
enough,
once you don't like doing it, yeah, yeah. You like doing.
That's right, and that's what you're absolutely right. Like in 2008, I started to pick up the real estate portfolio. 2013, I quit one job. You know, I funny enough, I immediately went into another job. Right, I started to flip houses, and I was self-employed. Like it was based on how much I worked. I did really well. Like, you know, I was buying properties that made sense. Fixing them, you know, reselling them, you know, I'd make, you know, sometimes six figures on a flip. But then I felt like I was working again, and, you know, I was always in involved in the business. I hadn't created a system around it, right? Mm-hmm. And then after I had done that for a year, I focused on the buildings, and then I created a coaching business. And then that got, you know, the coaching business felt like, you know, I actually stopped coaching in January of this year, because you know, I put all the templates in the book, but I left the coaching program. I did really well with it, but again, I was like accountable to somebody. I had to be somewhere at a specific time. I had to, you know what I mean? And I just didn't want to do that anymore. And from when I quit doing the coaching, I actually doubled the size of my real estate portfolio, because I just focused on the real estate portfolio and bringing in partners. So it allowed me to scale a lot better. And, you know, I had, you know, 12 group coaching clients and 5 one-on-one clients, and I was making a ton of income from it, but it was just, it wasn't giving me the time that I really was expecting to have from having a business. So I just moved away from that and just focused on my real estate portfolio. And that's been really good for me. I've, you know, creating that cash flow income. And I really think that everybody should have cash flow, like, you know, invest in at least 1 or 2 properties in order to, you know, create some cash flow aside from whatever income they're already making. Cause it can be really, you know, in good markets where you have cash flow and appreciation, and, you know, realtors see that all the time. They see all the, you know, those numbers. If you can have, you know, just a couple of properties in a market like that, it can really, you know, give you some flexibility into what you're doing and how you're doing it, right? Create those multiple sources of income.
Yeah. And you mentioned about, before I go dive into that, so you mentioned your book. So the Actions Take a Real Estate Investing Planner. So I'm holding it up right now. If you can't see this on the podcast, which you can't, if you're listening to this, then we'll put this in the show notes. So I'll talk a bit more about that, but I just want to reference, because you said the book, and that's the book that Quentin was talking about. But you mentioned about, you know, in Canada as the, you know, you don't have the opportunity to defer the taxes as you do in the United States for the sale of the asset. Yet there's a way that you can still roll the money into another asset by refinancing it, which will be true in the United States as well.
It is.
So there's ways that you could be able to create value to an asset, increase the net operating income, and be able to add value, take that value, and then invest it into something else and just completely continue to reinvest.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the beauty of real estate investing. And whether you invest directly in an asset like I'm doing, or you invest as a partner with somebody else, there's a lot of like syndications in the US, and you know, you could take advantage of that. There's lots of different ways to do it. One of the things I, because I also have a portfolio in the US, it's much smaller. It's about $1 million, but it's, you know, it still, it gives me, the ability to talk both languages, like, you know, the Canadian and US, right?
Yeah. Process and process.
So it really is, it makes a big difference, right? So I can tell you that, you know, the depreciation that you have, like bonus depreciation, things like that, cost segregation that you can do in the US, you just can't do in Canada. Yeah. And it allows you to, like, if you structure yourself well, you can buy property in the US and not be double taxed, which is what you really want to do. And you can write off all of that income before it gets to anything that you bring back to Canada. And that can really help. So, you know, the reason why I invest in the US is, well, because it gives me a little bit of hedge against the Canadian economy. I get US dollars that I can use to, you know, when I go on vacation, it's always in US dollars, or, you know, usually it's like the southern states anyway. So like, you know, I can go down and take a look at my assets down there, but you know, it's, you know, that's really powerful. There's so many great opportunities in the US to take advantage of on the real estate side. I'm just blown away at how many people don't take advantage of it. Like I don't know if they're not aware of it, or they just, it's not interesting to them, but like, you know, there's so many different opportunities down there just because of the size of the population but the tax advantages and the, you know, just so many different things.
Yeah. I would suggest that it's most likely based off of lack of knowledge and fear, and those two sort of tie together, because if you lack the knowledge, then you have this fear of the unknown. And so getting some education, which is, you know, hopefully what we're doing today, then starts bringing an awareness to say, hey, this is possible. It's not as risky as what I may consider it to be. You know, there's risk inherent in anything, right? But the reality of it is that real estate through time has always appreciated, you know, and there's ways that you can approach it to really, really mitigate that risk, you know, to protect yourself when you use sound principles. So Quentin, I want to ask you, so we're talking today about the mindset of the wealthy.
You already know. 87% of all real estate agents fail in this business. And you also know it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income, I invite for you to get your free copy of Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. And you can do so when you visit realestateevolution.com. I'll share with you your book that I authored to show you the way, and it's free. You just have to pay for the shipping. Thanks.
I taught elementary school for a long time, and then I was, in the consultant role, and I was teaching teachers, you know, by the time I got to 2008 to 2013, I was at the board level.
Got it. Okay, so you went from teaching to, you know, really being an award winning real estate investor, you know, and a trusted authority in real estate investing as well. And yep. So, what did you have to believe to make that transition, or to move in that part of your journey?
You know, there was a lot of books. I mean, like The Rich Dad Poor Dad is a good example of a book that kind of helped with that. Another one that probably is less recognized, but I would say is equivalent, like just as equivalent, is The Top 10 Distinctions Between Millionaires and the Middle Class by Keith Cameron Smith. That is an excellent little book that is like total mindset shift on thinking long term, you know, tracking your wealth, you know, being able to, you know, make small shifts, you know, putting risk in perspective. Like when I look at risk, you know, people may say to me that, you know, what I'm doing is risky. I think that like what I'm doing is probably less risky than having somebody depend on, like, you know, have a job and, you know, like depending and, on, hey, somebody
you're
else.
You're fired.
Yeah. What? Yeah, right? Exactly. So like I have like 40 little businesses that are running off and spitting out, you know, income from me. And I consider that less risky than, you know, some of the other things that other people do. So it's all in perspective. And it really is, you know, if you're thinking about like from like what is a wealthy mindset, you know, I also have an abundance mentality, right? Where, you know, you're sharing your knowledge with so many other people. You know, some people might be fearful that, you know, they're going to copy you or they're going to take, you know, but the truth is that there's so much out there that it's impossible for that to happen, right? There's just so much available. I can only buy so many buildings, right? Like there's only, you know, so many things that I can buy. So like, you know, if you go out there and you have that mentality, it makes a big difference. And also finding people who are ahead of you in what you're doing and let them help you. Right. You know, let them use those resources that they give you to help you, because that helps. That like finding the roadmap is sometimes just like just somebody who's a year or two ahead of you in what they're doing. They bought maybe one or two or three properties. Go find, like, there's so many meetup groups. Find a realtor who's like bought a couple of rental properties, get their advice and what they've been doing, you know, figure out what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, right? Like you just want to, get somebody who's a few years ahead. And then as you start to grow, you'll find new groups and become in new rooms, right? Like now I meet with a number of investors across Canada, and, you know, I have an $80 million portfolio, but I look small when I am in a room with them, right? Because like one of the guys, he just picked up 1,000 units in the last, like, you know, the beginning of the year, like 1,000 units. And like, so I feel like, oh, I've got to perform more. I got to be better, right? Because if I want to stay in this room with these guys, I'm going to have to like step my game up. So, you know, it can affect your performance with the people that you surround yourself with. And and it doesn't have to be that level. It can just be like a couple of years ahead of you, and that's it. And if you can do that, you're going to continue to push yourself and you're going to continue to grow, right? And take advantage of people's processes and systems, right? You've got this great book that you sent me, right? You know, and you know, you've outlined so many different systems and processes in here for people to take advantage of, right? Just use it, right? Just take advantage of it.
Follow the directions. Real Estate, right? Evolution is the book that Quentin's referring to. And so, Quentin, I want to go back to you mentioned about like tracking your net worth.
Yeah.
And so, something that I think that for those that have a small net worth or no net worth, that could be intimidating.
Oh, it shouldn't be. I started off with nothing. Like I had like, you gotta, like, we came to Canada in 1978 with nothing, right? So like, from it's where? Not like, well, I was born in Fiji, the Fiji Islands.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Right. And so you're wondering why I went to Canada. I don't know. My parents took me. I didn't have a choice, but, but we didn't have anything, right? We started with nothing. We lived in somebody's basement, like, yeah, for like 6 months before we got into like a co-op apartment, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Everybody starts at different. It's not important. You know, what's important is where you're going. like, you know, we all have different starting points, but like, you know, getting to where you want to go is going to depend on your motivation. You live in the best country in the world, has the most opportunity. You can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it and you get, you know, get out in front of like the television or whatever's taking up all your time and focus on what you want to do, then you can do it. Right. Like I, in that book on like page 12, I have a sample balance sheet and net worth, like how to do that, how to track your assets, how to track your liabilities and come up with a sample net worth. But then, you know, what I do, which is a little different, is I identify what's the different, like, what are you trying to do? Like goal wise, is your net worth a high net worth person between $1 and $5 million? Is your goal a mid-tier millionaire who's between $5 and $30 million? Or you're looking at being an ultra net high worth person with a net worth of over $30 million. So you kind of like, it's just a little thing and it's part of the template, like the quarterly template, but it's something to see like, okay, where are you going towards? What's your goal? Your first goal should be to get into that high net worth area, but then you can continue to grow and, you know, move yourself along. I've got a lot of little templates like that, that I've used over the years that has really helped me.
How often do you review your net worth?
I do it twice a year. It's part of my quarterly plan. So okay. I do a 10-year plan, I do a 3-year plan, and I do 90-day plans, right? Okay. And so it's in the book too, like in the planner, it has copies of the quarterly plan, but on my quarterly plan, there is like, there's a net worth, like a place to identify what your net worth is. And also there is a place to, I don't know if you've ever done the Wheel of Life, the circle activity. Have you ever done that before?
I believe that there's a, if you're talking about
Tony
like
Robbins
like the spirituality and the, yes, I've done that. Yes.
Yeah.
And you measure yourself and you see how balanced or more likely unbalanced you are.
That's right. Like, nobody is ever balanced.
What you page know what? Is that like, on?
That's on, that's in the template. It's page 84. Like you'll see them on every quarter. I like to look at that. Page 76 has that.
Health and fitness, business and career, money and finances, relationships and family, recreation, lifestyle, contribution, physical environment, personal, professional, and spiritual development. So those would be some of the areas that Quentin teaches to take a focus on. Then you evaluate yourself on a scale of 0 to 10. How do I rate myself in regards to that?
Yeah. And, you know, like what happened to me about 3 years ago is I did this activity and like my money and finances were like 8 and 9, but my health was like 1 and 2. Right. And I had to it took a little bit of time, but I was kind of like, I had to say to myself, I don't want to be the richest guy in the graveyard. Right. So I switched it up. I started to focus on my health and, you know, I actually lost 100 pounds
over
about a year and a half. Yeah. And I ran like a 5K, then a 10K, then a half marathon. And then I did a full marathon. Right. So I went through the whole process. But which was interesting was in 2015 or 16, I had written down my 10-year goals. And at that time I had a marathon as one of my 10-year goals. And I ended up doing it in a lot shorter of a time period, right? Than 10 years. I think I got it done in like 4 years, right? And it's amazing what you can do when you start to write things down and you have these sort of plans. But like using this, like the wheel, I kind of identified, okay, I really need to work on this. This is bad, right? And then every quarter I set a challenge. It was like to lose 20 pounds or to run this or, and that was part of my quarterly challenge. It wasn't just the real estate goal. It was a health goal. You can use it like for however you want, but you know, that's what the quarterly plan is supposed to be about. I don't do annual planning at all. I find that people look at an annual plan in January and they look at it in December and they wonder what happened. Right. But if you focus on a quarterly plan, like in 90 days and you have a goal to get achieved within that 90 days, I find that you get things done a lot more. You progress faster. If you use the 90 day
goals, how many big goals do you anticipate will you focus on simultaneously?
So in a quarter, I focus on 3 major goals.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I take three major goals, and then I usually have three actions or main things that I need to do in order to achieve those three goals. Okay. Right. And they're all different, right? So it depends on what I'm doing. So for example, this quarter, I'm focused on some intergenerational planning. Okay. Right. So, one of the things, the focus is that my result is to give me more of a peace of mind. And then, like, some of the things I'm doing is working on a secondary and, primary will, do some like estate freezing. I've got like a corporate tax family trust that I'm a structure that I'm reworking on. So I have all those things and then a couple of other items on there, but
it sounds like you're right now in like a wealth protection phase for this quarter based off of, is that accurate?
Yeah. So when I did my last quarterly plan and my Wheel of Life activity, one of the things that I had identified was that I needed to focus on some of the relationships and family piece, but when it came to the finances. Okay. So that's one of the things that I ended up working on this quarter. Every quarter is different, right? So sure. Sometimes, you know, it just depends on the direction that I'm taking.
Next quarter could be wealth growth. This quarter is wealth protection. And that's, I'm sure that's one aspect, because it could be spiritual, it could be relationship. You lost 100 pounds. I mean, that was, I would assume that was one of your goals during four quarters.
It was more like six quarters. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. But look at that perspective. It's how much, now think about that, because there's a little nuance to something I want to make sure that the listener, the viewers pick up on.
Recently wrote the book, Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. I wrote this book because I have sold real estate since 2007 and developed an immense amount of experience and knowledge. During my journey, I've witnessed hundreds and maybe even thousands of real estate agents fail in this business, and I firmly believe that that's a shame. In Real Estate Evolution, I will show you the exact steps that I have used as a real estate salesperson to sell 1 to 15 homes every single month for the past 129 consecutive months. It took me more than 2 decades to learn the sales and persuasion techniques, and more than 1 decade to master the real estate sales techniques to be able to produce the content that makes up this book. It took me more than a year to write at a pace of 3 hours every single day. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income in your business, I invite you to get the book, Real Estate Evolution, and you can get that by visiting www.therealestateevolution.com, and I'll even give it to you for free as long as you pay for the post.
When you look at what can I do over six quarters, the way that your mind shifts from saying, what can I do in a year and a half? Just like thinking about the statement of I'm going to attain this goal within six quarters. So I'm going to lose 100 pounds to divide that by six. That's what I'm going to do this quarter. And then you just keep repeating and rinsing that each quarter, which is about 18 pounds, something like that, a quarter, which now that's becomes manageable, right? I mean, that's still a lot. I mean, that's amazing that you did that, right? But it's within grasp.
That's right. You know, and there were a lot of other pieces that I needed to put in place in order to make that happen. Right. Yeah. Like, so, you know, I was also focusing on changing my eating habits, right. Yeah. Changing my exercise habits. Right. And those were all of the actions that were associated with the 20-pound goal. Right. So I would actually write down like 60 minutes of running three times a week, plus, you know, four times a week of walking 60 minutes. Right. Like, so I'd actually, those were the actions that I needed to take that quarter every week in order to do what I needed to do. So I was, I'm very much planning it out and then following through on my weekly plan. So my weekly plan lays out like what I'm going to do during the week, but it also ties in, like I have three actions, priorities that I take during the week that can help me to be successful. I also focus on finding funding and financing every week. So I have those identified. I have things that I'm delegating or dumping during the week, something that I'm celebrating this week, as well as, which center of influence that I'm working on. And the centers of influence are on my quarterly plan. I just have the actual name of the person because I'm going to go see them. Like I'm actually seeing this guy tomorrow for lunch, right? Okay. Like, and he's going to help me plan out some like a fund to fund strategy that I'm working on. So like, you know, and that's part of my quarterly plan this quarter as well. It was one of my other actions. So like, you know, everything gets tied in. And also I have an eat the frog activity every week, right? So you heard of that term before, right?
Brian Tracy.
So on Monday morning, so on Sunday night, I set up, I do my weekly plan. On Monday morning, 9 o'clock, I do the eat the frog activity.
So if I ever get a phone call from you at 9 a.m. on a Monday, I know.
It's not you. No, you see, we're okay. But yeah, like that's not, yeah, that's the, that is the challenging one for sure. Whatever it is on that Monday morning, it, you know, I'm getting it done because it's got to get done. Right. And it makes me uncomfortable, but I got to do it. And so once you do it, you feel better. Right.
Absolutely. So what I hear, Quentin, is what I hear is that you have structure around your life. You're planning your life. You're taking charge of your life and you're not being whimsical.
That's right.
And so as a result, can you talk to us about the result? So you've created financial wealth. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. What other results have you gotten outside of outside of money? Can you share that with us?
Yeah. So a couple of different things. One is that, well, on the finance side, I'm never worried about whether I eat tomorrow or not. Like, you know, more than compensated for a cash flow and from a like a wealth perspective. But what's nice is it enables me to give back in different ways. So like the reason why I write the books is also for me to pass on the information to my kids. And as a byproduct, I have lots of people that like I really enjoy getting people contacting me, telling me that they've read the book and they picked this up and you know I've read this book and I learned this and I really want to like that sort of stuff is like, I get communication on social media all the time and that makes me feel good. We do a basket brigade, Thanksgiving, you know, just other, real estate investors. We raise the funds, put the baskets together and then hand them out, which has been really good. You know, it's just like create one of the things I really like is seeing like people invest in real estate and it changes their life. Like they, like all of a sudden, it's been really cool to, especially the people that I've been associated with for a while, to see them buy a couple of properties and all of a sudden they're going on vacations. They're like, telling you about like all the stuff that they're doing. And it's a result of the actions they took before. And now that they're seeing the success of that, I really enjoy that type of impact. That's the, like the kind of stuff that makes me happy. It's just that I like, there's only so much time I can commit to helping people like one-on-one. It just doesn't make sense for me to do, but from a, like looking at it from a grand, you know, like what I've been able to do and how I've helped people. I think that that's been really good. I run like a real estate meetup. We have like 120, 150 people come out every month. And, you know, that's one of the way that I, like, it's called the Durham REI. It's in just east of Toronto and, you know, got people come out all the time and it makes me feel good to see people's success, right? And see the results of that success and people come up and talk to me. So, you know, the impact is one of the things that I think after you've got your net worth and you've got the income that comes in, you need to make an impact to find whatever that is. Maybe it's like to start a charity or to, you know, there's just so many different directions that you can take it. And, you know, for me right now, I'm very happy with the way that the things are going and the way that I'm giving back, which is cool, both from, you know, my kids, but also from all the people who around me and, you know, just the, like the partners that I've had too that have invested in my projects, they've done extremely well. And like, they're always very grateful. Like when they talk to me and, you know, and you, like you're helping so many people, which is pretty cool, right? Like, it's pretty neat to be able to give back in that way too.
So what I hear you say, Quentin, is that taking charge of your life, designing your life, has allowed for you to have a better health, has allowed for you to create financial wealth, and has allowed for you to make a significant impact on others and in the world. Yep. And so what I want the, you know, people that are listening to take out of that, at least this is what I'm taking out of this conversation, Quentin, is the fact that when you take some time to, in the actions taker real estate investing planner, right? That's what Quentin wrote, right? Which is basically his plans are all in there, right? So whether, and I advise that you get it, right? So either you get this, or you just take, you know, a couple action items out of this. It's to sit there and say, what will I do in the next 12 weeks? What will I achieve? Now, for me to achieve that, what are three things that I'm going to do to be able to make that happen, and break it down into bite-sized chunks? And now I just simply do that. And that's maybe right. Something to start off with this quarter could be tracking your net worth. That's something that takes zero risk. And now it brings in awareness to at least where your starting point is. And perhaps after you track your net worth, then sit there and say, okay, here's where I'm at. And in 12 weeks, I want to achieve this. And maybe that's having an emergency fund. Maybe it's having $1,000 in the bank. It maybe it's having, you know, more substantial amount of assets. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Just make it a dollar more than wherever you start, right? If that's what you choose to do. So Quentin, what last thoughts can you leave us with today? What's one bit of advice that you could share as we part ways that would make an instantaneous impact on the listeners, lives?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. But if you want something new and different, you've got to do something else. You've got to try something new. Okay. That's the only way to learn and grow. And if you can do something that makes you feel like you're on a roller coaster and you know what, like, you know, you get that uncomfortable feeling, what happens is that's your body telling you that you're growing. Okay. So if you can do more of that, what you'll find is those things don't become uncomfortable anymore, and you actually just grow into it. Right. So, you know, take action. Don't do what you've always done. You know, get out of your comfort zone and grow into those new actions. And all of a sudden, you're going to find that you're going to be like doing things that you never thought you would be possible even like a year ago. So the more you can move yourself into that type of action, the higher and better results you're going to get.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. And how can somebody get in touch with you?
Best way is Instagram or Twitter at QmanREI, or you can email me at Quentin, Quentin, at getrealwealthy.com. And if you want to get the first chapter of the book, you go to actiontakerrealestateplanner.com.
QmanREI. I love that, man. All right, Quentin, thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right, thanks.
Hate the feeling of missing out and not knowing where to start? Aside from grabbing a copy of The Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, we also encourage you to join our ever-growing group, the Consistent and Predictable Income Community. Apply for a membership on Facebook and visit us at thecpicommunity.com online to listen to our previous superstar interviews.
Hey, I just had the best 45 minutes interviewing Dan Rochon. He's from Virginia, right outside the D.C. area. He's been in a stable market for a long time.
Within 18 months, he'd created so much success where he was actually able to buy the brokerage as a real estate agent.
Dan is a leader of vision, focus, and passion. His enthusiasm is truly infectious.
He just came out with a book for real estate agents, kind of help people pivot. We went through and talked about how to succeed in adversity, some of his big traits out there.
If you are still listening, it is because you align with the CPI community. That means that you love to learn. You are ambitious, qualified, smart, and professional. Mostly, you understand that you're in charge to design your life. If you do not want to wait until next show is posted, I invite you right now to visit www.thecpicommunity.com
cpicommunity.com, which is the official website of the CPI community. There, you'll have access to eavesdrop on past conversations I've had with the top salespeople, business owners, and entrepreneurs. The content is free and there's no opt-in. If you really want to hit the ground running, I encourage you to apply on the homepage of thecpicommunity.com to become CPI certified. It is a compensated service, and those that have become certified have reported back that they have more than tripled their business sales and done so in 20% less time. The CPI certification is a part of the CPI curriculum, which is the blueprint where you will learn the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks. Lastly, I invite for you to share this podcast with others who are competitive, love to learn, assertive, relationship-based, self-starters just like you, so they can also benefit. And please leave us a rating or a review and subscribe now so that you'll be notified of the next show. Thank you again. I'll see you on the next show. To your success.
If you're a real estate agent and you're located outside of the Washington, D.C. area, and you have a client that wants to buy a home, sell a home, or invest in real estate in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland area, consider to refer to me. I promise that when you do so, we'll treat them like gold, update you throughout the process, and most importantly, we'll make you look good. And we'll pay you a nice referral fee. If you're a real estate agent in the Northern Virginia, Maryland, or Washington, D.C. area, and you're seeking certainty and predictability in your business, contact me now. I'd love to be able to set up a conversation to show you how we can help you to close transactions every single month of the year. Just imagine January, February, March, April, May, every month of the year that you have income coming into your pocket to help you and your family. Hit me up on social media or email me, Dan@greetingsvirginia.com. Love to set up a time to chat.